Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Clay Carilli, Helena Jansen, and Sally Bruin were in the background for the moment as the spotlight fell on the red-headed American bird painter, Hetty Fitzhenry. She had plenty to tell us. My former school chum, Roger Deauville, was working for some continental power in the death ray hunt, and he had blackmailed her to work in with him. Precisely what power this was, she claimed not to know. But she did know that the mysterious Cossack, last scientist on the list of six, was due to arrive in Rio at the time of the carnival, the great Lenten festival. Meanwhile, Deauville tried to storm Sir Giles Davenport's Copacabana apartment, only to fall into Angelo's not over gentle hands. But suddenly, Hetty, after claiming that she hated him for paying attention to Sally Bruin, now suffered a change of heart. It was obviously a weak heart in more ways than one.
Make no mistake, Bruce. Or you, Sir Giles, or you, Angelo. I've more than strength enough to press this trigger.
This is most bewildering, madame.
It is indeed. but friend Deauville's got something to say for himself at last.
Fortunes change.
Apparently they do.
You know, this is most disappointing.
I'll bet.
We thought we'd find out just what colors you were wearing.
Really, Carson? As ever, the old school type.
I rather fear you're a disgrace to it.
You're the old-fashioned type, Carson. You always were. Anyway, come along, Hetty.
No.
Now listen, old thing.
Get going, Roger. Before I suffer another change of heart.
But...
Get going!
Well, I... Perhaps I will.
Wise fellow.
And lucky.
And keep out of his way, Angelo.
Have no fear. He won't interfere.
Go on, Roger. Out!
I won't linger, I assure you.
I oughtn't to be doing this.
Then why do so, madame?
Quit interfering, Bruce.
I wish I really could.
It's the wild Fitzhenry blood playing up again.
Well, I must say I'm very indebted to it, Hetty.
Get out through that door, doggone it, and close it!
Very well. But, seeing you. Seeing you all.
Well, young woman, what are you going to spring on us next?
I know it was wrong, but the mere sight of that guy sort of... Oh, Bruce.
Now, I understand, Hetty. Just hand over the gun.
You shouldn't have left it lying there all ready for that crazy notion that came into my head.
All right, Hetty. We're to blame.
Well, you are.
Of course. Now, just sit down and take things easy. Otherwise, you'll be having more heart trouble.
Brother, have I had a share in my time.
Perhaps so, Miss Fitzhenry. But I can't help wondering this. Would Deauville have shown you the same consideration under similar circumstances?
I don't know.
Ah, steady, my dear.
I hate him. And yet I can't get the guy out of my system.
Well, with all due concern for your feelings, Hetty, I don't think he'd give a hoot, as saying is, to get you out of the way.
I know. That's the heck of it.
You're in very serious danger as long as you stay in Rio.
Then why wouldn't you let Hermann Nagel fly me out of the place like it was all arranged?
Perhaps we have been a little unkind.
You're telling me.
Where was Nagel going to fly you?
Oh, someplace back of Buenos Aires.
And from there?
It was arranged that I get a boat back to the States. My papers were all okay for getting out of the Argentine.
And those papers?
I abandoned them, like a heap of other things on Nagel's seaplane.
I wonder if Nagel would play along.
What's this, Carson?
Nagel claims that he has little personal interest in who charters him and why.
So it appears.
Well, we've $500 of Deauville's money in our possession. If we add some local cruzeros, perhaps he'll talk business. What do you say, Hetty?
Oh, I'd say anything, as long as it means me getting away to blazes out of this place.
We'll miss your gay presence on the local scene, my dear.
You son of a gun.
But you have given us some valuable help.
Yes, yes.
So it's up to us to get you away safely. Let's hope it won't be any trouble. It was a little unnerving to have Angelo hulking there, glowering suspiciously all through, not interrupting once. But we left it to him and his relatives to find out what the doer Nagel was doing at the moment. Hetty was exhausted, physically and nervously. She slept through the morning. But Sir Giles and I had other matters to discuss.
In a few weeks, Rio will go crazy.
And this carnival.
Indeed. It's a wild and colourful business.
Yes, and the Cossack comes to town.
And Charco moves into the kill.
Must beat him to it.
It's a pity we don't know more, though.
And we seem to have all that Hetty knows.
I do feel sorry for that young woman.
Deauville certainly led her a dance.
One rather admires, you know, the way she can come up so gay and vivacious when she's got all that on her mind.
Yes, she has a great spirit.
Having that heart ailment would account for it, perhaps.
Exactly, sir.
Well, look here, Carson. Let's examine some of the other leads she gave us. Miss Helena Jensen, for instance.
Yes, I must admit, sir, that was curious.
I'd say so. Most curious. While Deauville seems to have some hold over her, she in turn has some hold over him.
So?
Yes.
Of course, we've suspected for quite some time that there was a link between them.
Oh, yes.
One moment you think Elena's going to confess all, next she's like a clam.
Very well, then. Let's move on to another suspect.
Fakerelli.
No. Miss Bruin.
I can't quite make out what Hetty means there.
My dear Carson, Miss Fitzhenry made herself abundantly clear. There's been a much closer liaison between Deauville and young Miss Bruin than you believed.
But he's been pestering her.
And Miss Bruin, it seems, has been reciprocating by running after your old school chum.
Tis odd.
She's so innocent that she might well mean the most dangerous of all.
Absurd, sir.
Well, in this game, Carson, things appear absurd at first, but later on, well...
But consider how we met Sally Bruin.
Yes, in some outlandish place, with her father, one of our scientists, dying, poor fellow.
Well?
I'll grant you that she seems to have a watertight background, but...
But give me one reason to doubt her.
Certainly. The fact that she's been deceiving you as regards her association with Deauville.
All right, then. While we're waiting for Angelo, I'll have a chat with Sally. She'll be over with your friend Commander Grant about now. I'll take her out for coffee.
Now, that would be an idea. And give old Julius my very best regards.
I will, sir. Next, we'll be suspecting him.
Suspecting Julius? Oh, now, Carson, that would be absurd.
More coffee, Sally?
No, thank you, Bruce.
Anxious to get back?
Well, I have quite a lot to type for the commander.
But he didn't seem to mind you slipping out.
He's such a dear. He'd never let on.
Then we'll go in a moment. First, I want to say that I'm disappointed in you, Sally.
But why, for heaven's sake?
Deceiving me.
Deceiving you?
So?
Bruce, what's all this about? You're so grim.
Yes, I feel it.
But Bruce...
I'll explain.
Well, I wish you would.
Concerning your sweet self and Roger Deauville.
Oh.
You admitted that you were seeing more of him than you let on.
That's true, Bruce. But he's so hard to refuse. So persistent.
So persistent that you've been running after him?
Oh, that's nonsense.
Howsoever.
Bruce, who's been telling you all this?
Oh, I heard.
Well, someone's making trouble.
Yeah?
Perhaps I did call on him.
So you did?
Yes. Quite often, at his travel agency.
Yeah, it's coming out now.
Oh, really, Bruce, I can't be angry with you. But I want you to know why I've been seeing more of him than perhaps I've, well, led you to believe.
I'm listening.
It's the work.
The work? How's that?
You know, all Commander Grant's work.
Well, what of it?
He dictates long notes to me about all the oddest places he's visited. Well, sometimes I just don't know whether I've got them down right. I don't like to trouble him too much. I suppose I don't want him to know that I'm incompetent.
So you call on Deauville?
Yes. But don't you see why?
I'm afraid not.
Well, he's a travel agent, isn't he?
So?
He can help me with the right spelling for these places.
Is that the truth, Sally?
Of course. Ask Roger.
I doubt that I'll go that far.
Truly, Bruce, you're the last person I deceive or...
Or what?
Or hurt. You do believe me?
Well, yes.
Thank goodness.
But in future, come to Uncle Bruce. Now, let's get out of here. I've got a business call to make. If a fella couldn't believe young Sally, then he wasn't human. Though undercover men playing for high stakes shouldn't be human, perhaps. Anyway, I said goodbye for the present and watched her go. Perfect young British beauty. Then a familiar voice spoke behind me.
I not care for her.
Faye!
Your taste is slipping, Monsieur Bruce.
Oh, you really think so?
Oui.
Well, you're to blame, you know.
How is that?
Making yourself so scarce these days. Why?
I have been pursued, Monsieur Bruce.
By a man?
Oui. But this time I get rid of him.
Yeah, that cabaret owner, perhaps.
Oui, Reliana. I persuade him to forget me. Now I am free to look after you again.
Remember our last meeting?
Oh, I was so unkind.
Yes, you were, rather. That bullet might have done much more harm than Gray's shoulder.
But I meant it only to touch almost the top of the shoulder. Like the sword when the sovereign of your country makes the knight.
Ah, so that's it.
Believe me, Monsieur Bruce. But now I look after you just as I tell you.
The trouble is, whenever you get such notions, things have a habit of going off on a somewhat bewildering tangent. But, where to?
You have nothing better to do than look after me.
Well, I did have some business to tend to, but it can wait. Let's...
Monsieur Bruce, quick.
What is it, Fair?
He sees us, quick.
Yeah, but who sees us?
Chaco.
Chaco?
Oui.
You mean Blighter's close handy somewhere?
He is. And he means murder. Hasten.
No. If Chaco's in this crowd somewhere, then I want to see him.
Monsieur Bruce. Oh, you hurt me.
Don't try to run off. Come on. Where is he? Where is the elusive Chaco? Things always did grow lively the moment Fecarelli appeared, but rarely as quickly as on that day in the Rio crowd. Chaco was close by somewhere, and in spite of all his threats, he remained the person I wanted to see above all others in Operation Death Ray.